Like so many other traditions, the annual Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Children's School reunion was canceled for the last 2 years. Former residents of the Normal Bay School, called Homers, were finally able to get together last weekend to share donuts and memories about the years they called ISSCS home. WGLT correspondent Lauren Warnicki was there to hear a few Homers take a walk down memory lane.
East of Beach Street and north of Fort Jesse Road in Normal, there's a neighborhood that looks different from the rest. Old brick homes, some occupied, some empty, are positioned on quaint, tree-lined streets surrounding the Normal Community Activity Center. On the other side of the parking lot from the Activity Center is another brick building, this one far more dilapidated, where a gymnasium used to be. The gym is shut down, but it shares a wall with an old swimming pool. That side of the rec center houses the Happy Splashes Learn to Swim School, in operation since 1989. At the center of the 80-acre compound, now called One Normal Plaza, is a statue honoring this unique place's original use, the Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Children's School, or ISSCS, as the Homers call it. Before it was ISSCS, the Illinois Soldiers Orphans Home was established to care for children orphaned by the Civil War. The facility maintained a commitment to caring for children of veterans who perished in wars. But in the century that followed, thousands of children would arrive at the school's ominous administration building for all sorts of reasons.
I was made a ward of the state.
That's Yvonne Borkland, who arrived at ISSCS in 1947. She now lives in Florida.
When I came, I was 8 years old. And I turned 9 when I was in receiving, and we all went to receiving for 2 weeks before we were sent to a cottage. My mother was allowed to come, and my birthday gift that year was a brush, a hairbrush. And that's what I got for my birthday.
Unfortunate circumstances brought the Homers to ISSCS, but the folks attending the reunion last weekend universally agreed that living there was the best thing for them. By the mid-1930s, the children had nearly every activity imaginable to them. There was every sport, plus Friday night movies, scouting programs, and a 4-H club.
I'm Bernie Latta. I was out here from 1954 to 1959. There was never a time when you couldn't find somebody to shoot baskets with, play catch with, or just get in trouble with.
Alada is a Twin Cities native. On a walk through the grounds, he recalls the day he and his sister were placed at ISSCS.
Dad come home and he said, "Well, Bern, we got to go uptown." So we went uptown and went to the courtroom, and I heard the judge say, "Okay," and guy in a black suit, sort of like come over and say, "Okay, Bern, let's go." Put me in the car and drop me off out here. I thought, "What the? Where's my old man? Where's my dad at?" "No, don't worry about him." And that's when I found out I was coming out here. That was kind of different. But it was cool.
So then your dad did not die in a war?
No, no. But my mother had passed.
Okay.
In 45.
Okay.
He was in Iwo Jima. And I had to bring him back because it was my sister and I.
I see.
So, but yeah.
Lada's sister did not stay as long as he did. And while many ISSCS children were placed there with siblings, that was not always the case. Families were broken up.
There were 5 of us in the family.
This is Yvonne Borkland again.
My oldest sister was too old to come here. So they sent her to a home in Peoria, Illinois. My brother had spastic paralysis, and they wouldn't take him because of the handicap. So he went to Lexington, Illinois, to a foster home. Then the other 3 of us girls, we came here.
Borkland's 2 sisters would not stay as long as she did. They went to foster homes, but one came back.
They kept trying to get me to go out in a foster home, and I wasn't into that. I wanted to stay here, and I am so fortunate and glad I did.
You're listening to Sound Ideas on WGLT. I'm Lauren Warnicki. As more and more former Homers pass away, the ones who are left remain committed to getting together. Reunions started in the 1980s, and at that time they were primarily staff. As staff members passed on, the reunion became an event primarily for the Homers. The youngest alumni are now in their 60s. Linda Busing lives in Secor, Illinois, a small town west of El Paso. She arrived at ISSCS in 1967 and left in 1974. Her experience differed from Yvonne Borkland's in ways big and small. Borkland's clothes were state-issued. Busing had a clothing allowance and shopped on periodic trips to Eastland Mall with her cottage parents. In Borkland's era, everyone was bused to university high school. Busing went to Normal High School. Borkland's visits with her parents took place at the administration building, and Busing's parent visits were different.
We actually went home, and it was not a very pleasant experience for me. It was really dysfunctional.
The Homers attended grade school and middle school on the grounds and were bused to high school in two big yellow school buses. Linda Busing says many Homers were acutely aware that they weren't like the other kids.
I knew I was a Homer, and I associated with that.
But at that time in your life, was that something positive that you associated? Was there some solidarity?
No, it was not a positive thing to look to be considered a Homer. Reflecting back, I have no problem with it. I mean, I just think I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful that I was sent out here. I had the cottage parents we did that were had the influence that they had on us. Taught us life skills that I would not have received at home.
Our whole being out here with the structure we had.
That's Yvonne Borkland.
Was what we needed.
For the boys, ISSCS uniquely prepared many of them for life after high school.
I'm Bill Merchant. They called me Billy when I was here.
Merchant lives in Kansas now. He bunked with Bernie Latta in high school.
I remember leaving here and going into the U.S. Navy. And you could tell if we were used to living in cottages with 15 or 16 boys, and it was a very easy transition to go from here to the military. That would be coming from a private home, the military. And so I had a little easier, I think, all through basic training and all my time in the Navy because we lived with diverse people.
Some of the guys that you served with.
That's Bernie Latta.
That weren't used to being with 15 or 25 guys, you know, and seeing them
in
various clothing. Yes. And some of them, were shy, and I can understand that, but I never, I'm sure he wasn't.
Skip the details, please.
Yeah, there you go.
For the girls, the adjustment to post-ISSCF's life was more difficult. Here's Yvonne Borkland.
We were not prepared coming from here out into the real world.
It's almost like you're a little bit protected here.
Very much so. I can remember when I left the school, I went to live with two teachers. My grade school gym teacher here, and she took me in. I don't know where I would have gone, to be honest. And I was very fortunate in that regard. But when I got finally my own apartment, I was very afraid to go anywhere or be with anybody. I was very sheltered.
In its later years, ISSCS was in decline. Linda Busing left in 1974, 5 years before ISSCS closed.
I know toward the end of my time, it was dwindling. I think it was below 100. And I don't know if I was wise before my age or what, but I was very aware that the type of kids that were coming out here were different and more needy and challenging psychologically. I don't mean physically. And I wanted to get out.
Busing did get out. She went to a foster home for her final year of high school.
It wasn't the best experience, but it wasn't the worst either, okay? So then after the foster home, I was on my own. So, beginning of my adult life.
What the Homers most want people to know is that ISSCS was good for them. It was their home, and they are universally grateful for their time there.
When I come here, it's like coming home. It really is, because this was my home for a very long period of time.
The Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Children's School operated in Normal from 1869 through 1979. State officials closed the school due to deteriorating facilities and high costs to the state of Illinois. At that time, its 96 remaining residents were placed in foster homes or with parents, relatives, or friends. One was hospitalized, one turned over to the Department of Corrections, and two have never been located. I'm Lauren Warnicke.
From 1998 through 2009, the Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Children's School Historical Preservation Society was active in preserving the school's history. They published a book called A Place We Call Home and raised funds to unveil their statue in 2008. The state of Illinois placed a historical marker on the grounds in 2002, recognizing its place.